thank you very much. As some of you know, I'm not just late being here and asking to speak, and Victor was very kind to give me 4 or 5 minutes at the very end, and I will keep it to that. But as some of you may know, I got into this race late because my daughter's brain cancer came back, and she was 4 years old, she had it. I got out of the military and then became a congressman to pay back my country for the health care plan. But it came back, and I was delayed until last week to get in this race. But I'm not going to talk about my campaign since I'm last and only have 4 or 5 minutes. I'd like to tell you what Independence Day means by story. I actually told Sean Hannity. I've been on Sean Hannity at least a dozen times. And he wanted to ask me about women in the military. And so I told him a story that I think was very appropriate for this day of independence. And it's that as I arrived, my aircraft carrier got a group off of Afghanistan to begin the strike against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. That very first strike, I wanted to go down very well. And so I launched 6 pilots. 5 of them were guys that had been in the first Desert Gulf War. They were pros from Doha. They'd been there, they'd done it before, and I wanted to make sure they got there and came back safely. But I also put up with it somebody we call a nugget. A nugget is someone in the United States Navy who is a pilot that has never been off the carrier deck over a foreign country before. She was 26 years old. And she was the one that disobeyed my orders that night. I had given orders that no one was to dive below 20,000 feet unless they called back and gave me time with other types of electronic aircraft we had in the area to know whether there were Stinger missiles that we had given the Mujahideen when they were fighting the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. But many of them were left behind. And those went up to about 18,000 feet. So before they went to help out, I wanted time to see if they were there. 6 guys asked permission. But that woman, well, we didn't have women in when I joined up during the Vietnam era. We didn't even have them on ships, with an eye fighting our most advanced F-18. She decided it wasn't time to wait. So she dove 3 times that night, I told Sean Hannity. Because they said 8 special forces had been ambushed. 4 had died immediately. They said, we have moments left. Don't shoot laser guided missiles. There's no time and you're not accurate enough. You're only about 50 yards away, straight. She dove 3 times at 0200 in the morning. And those men picked up their 4 dead comrades and they came home. The story I told Sean was, if you want to know about women in the military, that I finally saw that our nation created a wrong. A wrong where our Constitution has said we are always in search of a more perfect union. But where our Declaration of Independence, tomorrow we celebrate, says all men, and it should have said all women, are created equal. Because she was finally given an opportunity to be all she might want to be, the common mission of the United States Navy of our nation was rewarded that day. So that to me, in a very blunt way, is what the Day of Independence tomorrow means. And so when you see, as I said on Bloomberg TV today, when they ask me, what do you think about tanks rolling down Washington, D.C. to celebrate? I then reminded him of a story we also should all keep in mind about a commander-in-chief of our nation, a man who was the first president of our United States, after he won our independence, as you probably know. He asked if he could hand his sword, the symbol of military might, in the days of despots and monarchies, in public, to the Continental Congress. He rode down to Maryland, Annapolis, where the Continental Congress was meeting then, because they were couldn't be in Philadelphia. And he publicly handed the sword over. It was to remind, I told Bloomberg Television, that our military is a military that does not dominate its people like it did in England from where we came from. It's a military that serves its people. I think that is what we always have to remember. And that's why we can honor our veterans. We can honor our active military members. But we don't roll tanks of military might on July 4th. I thank you for the opportunity to speak.